Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you Jacksonville Jaguars Chief Football Strategy Officer and AEW Owner, President, CEO. It is the great Tony Khan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we got a lot of wrestling stuff to get to, but holy moly, can you describe your ups and downs of emotions during the Jags and Chiefs game yesterday?
It was a fantastic game. You know, I felt like the players put everything out there. We have such a great group of coaches, such a great group of players. There's really great leadership at the Jaguars on the field and on the sidelines. I felt like they were steady. They came out in the second half and just immediately did so well, getting that stop coming out of halftime and then scoring. We had really great opportunities that we took advantage of, which is something that Liam Cohen talks about all the time. Liam Cohen has really instilled belief in everybody in the team and the fans. And it's a really great time here in Jacksonville. And it's good timing to come talk to you guys today.
Now, Tony, when I was in high school, I was standing on first base and my coach gave me a sign. And the sign was to trip and fall so that the pitcher would throw to first and the guy from third could score. Was Trevor Lawrence's play designed that way last night, or was that a complete accident?
I'll leave that to Trevor and Liam to tell you guys, but I think it was an incredible, incredible moment. It's a very memorable football play, and the spirit in the locker room was absolutely fantastic. And everybody was singing. It was Trevor's birthday, too. Everybody was singing happy birthday to Trevor in the locker room right after the game, right after he scored that touchdown, which was also kind of a special moment.
How much did you love his answer after the fact where he goes, I was just trying to stand up and throw the ball away, and then I saw there was no one in front of me, and so I took off.
That was great. I thought that was fantastic. And also, you know, that was one of the real highlights, but also Trevor throwing the ball made some of the best throws we've had all year, and I think some of the best throws I've seen. Certainly on that final drive, there were some great throws, and Trevor made great plays with his legs. Our defense made huge, huge plays in this game time and time again. Multiple players on offense stepped up, and special teams. And it was exactly like Liam said after the game. All three phases contributed to a great win, which is exactly what you want to see. So I think everybody was really, really happy with it. And it is very much consistent with what Liam has been preaching and what the Jags have been doing on the field.
Yeah, I think we're very impressed with what Liam's given us since we had really didn't know exactly what to expect out of him. Should we go ahead and give Devin Lloyd the AFC Defensive Player of the Year award for what he's done the last couple weeks? He's been awesome.
Well, he won the Defensive Player of the Month, which was a huge milestone for the Jaguars. Devin, coming off his Defensive Player of the Month award, is the first player to win that award for the Jaguars in many, many years.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that. And I think Devin's having a great year. The defense is having a great year. And really, like I said, all three phases have contributed to this 4-1 record. Everybody's doing a great job. Coaching, the staff, there's just a really great vibe here around the building. It's a really exciting time to be it in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Would your heart have been broken for Devin Lloyd at all last night if he would have got tackled at the 1 or 2 yard line? Because that wide receiver came screaming down there to try to catch him.
I mean, we were all trying to breathe. The adrenaline was coming fast, I think, for Devin more than anybody. And it was just a great play. And I know that what Devin did there in that situation, not only to flip the field, but then to put the points on the board for us. It was absolutely huge. So I'm glad he got into the end zone, but just making that huge play was massive. Picking up all those yards, flipping the field was massive, and the cherry on top, Devin scored the touchdown. What a great game, again, by all three phases of the Jaguars, being a big part of that win last night.
Now, when do you take the time to sleep? Because tonight, a special title edition of AEW Dynamite, Title Tuesday. So did you get a chance to sleep, or are you just running on straight adrenaline from that?
I am running on adrenaline. I got 4 hours of sleep, and I am ready to go tonight. The show is live on TBS at 7 p.m. Of course, they're around Dallas-Fort Worth. There's such a great history of pro wrestling. And for us in AEW, it's very, very significant because we just had our best show in the history of AEW, AEW All in Texas at Globe Life Field. This past summer, July 12th, AEW set the record, our all-time highest attendance for North America for AEW All in Texas. It was huge. And I also thought the quality was the most important thing because I thought it was probably the best show top to bottom we've ever done. So thank you guys. I haven't seen you guys or talked to you since then, but I appreciate you having me on because it's a huge show tonight. Even though we're not there in Dallas, I wanted to come see and tell you about it because you can watch it tonight at 7 p.m. on the Superstation TBS. It's a Title Tuesday. It's only one time a year that we have a show on a Tuesday because normally Dynamite is on Wednesday night, 51 weeks a year. It's a huge sports week. This is that one time a year. We have Title Tuesday. We have huge championship fights, matches with championship stakes, and huge matches. And it's just going to be a great night on TBS tonight. And if you can't watch it on TBS, you can stream it on HBO Max at 7 o'clock. And I just wanted to come talk to you guys about it.
You know, you just mentioned HBO Max. I know given the way the media landscape has changed over the years and continues to, how big of a boon has that partnership been to your company, being able to be on HBO Max and be there live and be there archived?
It came at a great time. It's definitely helping us get new eyes on AEW, and it's created a new way for people to watch AEW. We still have a great audience on TBS and TNT every week. Wednesdays on TBS every week, except tonight. Tonight's Title Tuesday. The show's 7 p.m. tonight on TBS. We also do weekend shows on TNT, but it's been huge for us to add HBO Max, not only for the live simulcast, showing them live, but also the archive, like you were saying, of our old events, pay-per-views, TV shows, hundreds of shows now. And it's really, really exciting for us. We've been able to get in touch with a whole new audience. There's a young audience on streaming. We still have a lot of young fans on TBS and TNT, and we still rank as one of the top shows on cable in those demographics. But we also have got a great young audience on streaming. And I think we've also been able to connect not only with new fans that had never seen AEW, but also some fans over the last 6 years of AEW that cut the cord at some point. So I'm really excited about that. Like you said, it's come at a great time as part of this new media deal that we're in with Warner Brothers Discovery, which is really the lifeblood of AEW. And the show tonight is so huge. If you could please check it out, it's on TBS at 7 p.m. Title Tuesday. Again, very rare that we do AEW on a Tuesday night, and we have to deliver a great show tonight, and we are going to.
Do you think it's a good use of time in my...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
personal life if about a year ago I decided to go all the way back through the archives at HBO Max, start with the very first Dynamite and just rewatch them all with the pay-per-views included.
Yes. And we've been adding more and more shows from over the years. So
I know.
Go back and start again. And with the stuff we added in the middle over those years, and there's still more to come, but so much of the AEW history is up there. You know, we've done over 300 episodes of Dynamite now, over 100 episodes of Collision, and so many great pay-per-views over the years. And I really believe for the quality of the shows, this year, 2025, has been the best quality week to week of the TV and the pay-per-views that we've ever done. And it's happening right now, and you can see it tonight. It's 7 p.m. on TBS or on HBO Max. AEW Dynamite Title Tuesday tonight.
Now, I know this one is not a title match, but I wanted to get your thoughts real quick about the street fight, because we have had Bobby Lashley in studio multiple times over the last couple of years. What's your anticipation level for that one?
I am really excited for that street fight. And I have to give all six men a lot of credit. First of all, a ton of credit in the ring, whether it's Ricochet and the GOA, the Demand, or the Hurt Syndicate, Bobby Lashley, MVP, and Shelton Benjamin. These are great teams. It's going to be a great street fight tonight. It's a rematch of the tremendous All Out pay-per-view. They had a great trios match there. Tonight, we're throwing the rule book out. We're in Daly's Place, the home of AEW. It's a homecoming show. It's Title Tuesday tonight, and there's going to be some great championship matches. But like you said, this street fight's going to be very intense. So I give a lot of credit to all six men in the ring, but also last night out of the ring, because all six of those men were on the sidelines on opposite sides at Monday Night Football. And I appreciate them not getting into a brawl at Monday Night Football last night. They were all there, and I'd asked them separately, please, guys, keep it together. No fighting at the game. We'll fight Tuesday. And if everybody could just be professionals here and represent AEW, not get into a big brawl and get kicked out on Monday Night Football. So thankfully, they really respected that. They saved the fighting. They saved the street fight brawl for tonight on TBS.
See,
on
Corey,
Title Tuesday.
How cool is that job? He's like, hey, don't fight yet. Fight later.
Yeah, fight later. Now, hey, Tony, Athena Palmer, local favorite around here. She has her own facility. And I was kind of interested in how do you encourage something like what she does and because of how it can help expand the wrestling world?
Well, I think it's tremendous what Athena does. I really think Athena's got a great mind for wrestling. She's now over 1,000 days as the Ring of Honor Women's World Champion. We've seen her compete in high level in wrestling companies all over the world, including here in AEW. And Athena is a brilliant wrestler, also a brilliant mind for wrestling. She's coached wrestlers. She has a protege, Billy Starks, who's already accomplished so much at a very young age. Just over 20 now, and Billy Starks in her early 20s has already been a world TV champion and competed at a top level under the guidance of Athena. And I think Athena has mentored a lot of other young wrestlers around Texas. And absolutely, somebody like that, that can really not only bring the best out of people in the ring, but also coach people out of the ring and get them ready in their careers. I think Athena is a great, great person and a great wrestler, but also a great teacher. So absolutely, we want to encourage that. And anybody who goes and spends time with Athena comes away with a lot of wrestling knowledge.
Title Tuesday, Dynamite tonight on TBS, 7 p.m. Central start time, also streaming on HBO Max. Tony, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations once again on the big football win last night. We always appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. It's great to see you guys. I'm excited about the show. 7 p.m. on TBS tonight, or if you can't see it on TBS, it's on HBO Max. Thanks for having me on to talk about Title Tuesday AEW tonight. Go Jags.
There you go. Tony Khan right here on your home of football,
yeah, Cowboys,
wrestling,
Cowboys,
baseball,
Kevin,
everything.
The Cowboys.
Hey.
Let's not forget that as we were excited for him and Trevor Lawrence.
I was still super entertained by that game yesterday.
I think I'm still more excited for Devin Lloyd than I am for Trevor Lawrence. That 99 yards was a long way to go.
And the thing is, I really worried when he got down to about the 5-yard line because he thought he was definitely going to score. And there was one person right behind him and another person breaking down the sidelines on the left side that I was worried was going to catch him.
Tyquan Thornton was right there on the sideline, yeah.
But he made sure to get into the end zone. He has 4 interceptions in the last 4 weeks, yeah, I do believe.
He's balling.
Man. Yeah, absolutely. And when Tony was talking about the passes that Trevor threw, I think everybody was caught up and kind of obsessed with, I think it was a 33-yarder down the right sideline that just, man, there's 2 defenders closing in. He just dropped that, Trevor Lawrence, that is in the absolute perfect spot, set that drive to keep going. And quite frankly, Alec, that was a game that the Jags won that I was like, look, we've seen this play out a million times. Trevor Lawrence is going to get the ball, march down the field, score a touchdown, and that's it. And the first part of that is exactly what happened. I thought when they scored the touchdown that the Jags were done.
You did?
I really did.
Yeah, that was intense, but it was also gratifying as a football fan because that was the Trevor Lawrence that we expected to see a few years ago when he broke into the league.
Yes.
He looked as advertised, and if he can keep playing like that, I'm going to watch more Jags games.
That's interesting because early in that game, he looked bad. And Troy Aikman was calling him out on like some dumb things that he did. But he recovered.
Because it looked like...
And that drive, that last drive was almost brilliant. I mean, he'd stepped in over the line of scrimmage to make a throw and got a penalty. He had some clock issues. He had some moments where you're just like, huh. But you're right. His throws, you were like, that's what he does well.
Yeah.
When he takes off running. Oh, yeah, he does that well. I think Liam Cohen does a great job at adjusting at halftime with this Jags team and knowing that trusting his defense to keep them in games so that they could have a drive like they had last night. I thought the Chiefs were back in after the first 2 drives.
Right.
And then now I'm trying to make the decision, was that the Jags growing up or the Chiefs continuing to fall?
I think I'm going to lean towards the Jags growing up for this one in particular. It can be both, but I do think Trevor Lawrence got jobbed on that interception where his receiver just got absolutely trucked by the DB. But a couple of things out of that, Travis Kelce now holds the Chiefs team record for all-purpose yards. He surpassed Dante Hall, and then in 3rd and 4th place, Jamaal Charles and Tony Gonzalez. So congratulations to him on that. And then for the Chiefs, this is another conversation probably for another day. They are now 0-3 this year in 1-score games. Last year, they were 11-0.
Which is very different than Tampa Bay, who has not played a game without a minute, the lead of the last
Tampa
minute.
Bay, all 4 of their wins have been in the final minute. They're the first team in NFL history to start like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.